Hello, this is WJOY's Lamplighter Program. I'm Howard Gunning, and today we're going to sit down and have a conversation with Grady Hauser, who I met at the Iron Sharpens Iron Conference in O'Fallon earlier this year. And he's written a book called Passing the Baton, 100 Life Principles and Skills Every Father Needs to Teach His Children. So, Grady, welcome to Southern Illinois again.
Well, thank you, Howard. Good to speak with you.
Now, on your book, the back cover says, this is a book not so much to be read, but a book to be done. What does that mean?
Well, the book really is different than a lot of other books that are intended for Christian men. And by that, I mean that you could read this book, in a couple of days if you had a sitting. But the purpose of the book is not really to encourage us to be godly men. There are a lot of those books, and that's great. But this really is 100 different life principles and skills that if a father or a granddad were to begin to get anywhere close to teaching all of those and experiencing all of those with their kids and grandkids, it will take 18 years, and it will be life-changing in terms of the relationship with those young pupils before it's all done. So that's why it's really a book to be done, not so much a book to be read.
So how's this book structured?
Well, it's as I said, it's very different than just a book of 12 chapters with narrative. This is when you talk about a book of life principles, just think about it for a minute. Mm-hmm. How big a subject could there possibly be to get your hands around? So what I try to do in the book is break it, first of all, into four sections. And I would call those, first of all, there are spiritual principles. These are the kinds of things that many of us would be familiar with. Most of it comes out of the scripture. But most dads, while familiar with the idea, haven't really thought about actually putting it in that sort of a setting where they could communicate it to a 7 or a 14-year-old. So it'll be fairly familiar turf, but it's never been quite positioned that way for them. So that's spiritual principles. But then there are general principles. And these are things that while they're certainly from a Christian worldview, and while our men and our granddads, it will resonate with them, this isn't something you're going to find in Scripture. You're not going to exactly find in Scripture how to work with a very troublesome boss or how to create presence. By that I mean personal presence for a 10-year-old or a 17-year-old who we all lacked confidence at that time of our life. But how do you give confidence to a 14-year-old appropriately now, not inappropriately? Mm-hmm. Those are general Those are general principles. But then thirdly, there are general skills, skills that we learn from our dad or our granddad, things that you learn to do, not so much things that you know in your head. And then finally, there are financial principles, which can be very crucial to a young man or a young woman, and those are a separate section all unto themselves. Now, very quickly, aside from those four breakdowns, everything is broken down by age range as well. So within those four groupings, there are things that are completely appropriate for a 7-year-old that can understand it and actually, you know, commit it to experience. Then there are things that are built for young teens, and then there are things that are really only appropriate for a 19 or 20-year-old, and we can all imagine the different things in life that fit into those age ranges. So that's how it's structured.
Okay. Well, so far, listeners, if this has piqued your interest, you can get more information by going to www.baton, that's B-A-T-O-N 100, so it's the number 100.com. That's www.baton100.com. And we're speaking with Grady Hauser, the author of 100 Life Principles and Skills Every Father Needs to Teach His Children. Can you give us an example of one of those principles or skills, Grady?
Well, of course. There's 100 to choose from, but a couple of my favorites. I love the ATS principle. And people say, well, what does ATS stand for? Well, it stands for and then some. And here's how it works. And believe me, a seven-year-old can get this. So it works whether you're 7 years old or 70 years old. It is a true life principle. And that is this. All of us are probably told, and what rightly so, that we should do what we promise and give 100%, whether it's our boss or someone at church or someone we're working with. And that's great. But the fact is, if we do a promise and deliver 100% of what we promise, we're not really very memorable because a whole lot of other people do the same thing. But if we were to deliver just 105% of what we promised, if we did what we said and then some, now you're an absolute hero. You're memorable. Who promises or who delivers more than they promise? Not very many people, let me tell you. And whether you're 7 or 70 years old, the young man or the young woman that does that in school or in their first job or wherever it is will create a lasting impression that will pay benefits very long term. So that's the ATS principle. But there's things that are a little deeper and more challenging than that. Readers will want to go to the circles of responsibility. Circles of responsibility really take a young man or a young woman through what, as grown men, we know the way life works. We start out as a boy, then we might leave home one day and we go to college or we go to the military. But a third level would be the job that we get as soon as we've gotten some education or training. And after a job, there might very well be a marriage. Mm-hmm. And, of course, marriages lead to families. And on the outer rim could be a ministry. But if you look at all those stages of life, think of the pain and the heartache that is avoided if a young man or a young woman realizes that there is a sequence in those stages of life. It is to our own peril if we decide as a young man and we just were foolish enough to think that we can skip college and skip marriage and go right to raising a family. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And the trauma and the difficulty that comes. But if a young man realizes and he's learned from his dad early on that there's a sequence here, and long before the temptations of life come along the way, if he's got that clearly in mind, how much better off are we?
Absolutely. Now, Grady, I also understand that you have a teacher's guide that can be used for group study with this book. So tell us about that.
Well, the teacher's guide is built for a 10-week study in a men's ministry or a church or in a men's group of some kind, where a group of dads can study the book together. The teacher's guide is pre-written with all the illustrations and the PowerPoint and everything that goes with it, so you don't have to have a pastor, really, who's a highly skilled teacher to do this. But in that way, men in a group setting can get 10 weeks together, and they get their feet wet, and they understand how this book works, that there's really application to be done here. It's not, again, that the way, as we said at the beginning, it's not so much something to be read as it is a book to be done. Mm-hmm. And after 10 weeks together, why, there's stories to tell, and there's experience together, and now they've got their feet wet, and they can continue on their own then to use the book over the years.
Excellent. Once again, we're talking with Grady Houser, the author of Passing the Baton, 100 Life Principles and Skills Every Father Needs to Teach His Children. You can get more information about the book at www.baton100.com. And if you'd like to purchase the book, you can get it. I understand it's available on Amazon, but I'm told it's cheaper directly from the publisher. And you can email the publisher simply at info@baton100.com. That's info@baton100.com. Well, Grady, we've got a minute and a half left. What else would you like to tell us about the book before we wrap up?
Well, I just have to tell you that, it, of course, as any author would say, it was my own family where this was the laboratory, where this was really fleshed out over a period of probably 10 years. Today, I'm just thankful to the Lord because my sons are walking with the Lord. They are now 27 and 30 years old, raising families of their own. But I can tell you, Howard, this really became the vocabulary. It was the overriding experience of our childhood experience in our house. And today, when I have a conversation with my 27-year-old, it is not uncommon. In the course of the discussion, he will just casually say, you know, Dad, we did an ATS thing today, and it was such and such at my work, and he works out in California now. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, the circles of responsibility, Dad, boy, I can see this in our young adult group at church, and they start telling me about it. So it's played out in my own home. I just pray for all of our listeners today. This is something that a dad or a granddad can have a life-changing impact on young people if we use these over the years.
Super. Well, Grady, thank you so much for your time today and for putting these thoughts down on paper, you know, that we can, you know, refer back to. I tell my students, you know, a dull pencil is better than a sharp mind, so it's so much easier to have it written down so you can remember
right.
it better.
Right. Well, nice talking with you, Howard.
Thank you. And this has been WJOY's Lamplighter Program. I'm Howard Gunning, and thank you for making us a part of your day.